Welcome everyone to this special podcast. My name is Parker Thomas, and today I want to do a little bit different. Today I want to do something very, very different. And but first, before we get started, shout out to Fire Pro Online for their, you know, they're gonna be my little promotion for this little promo thing. and I will tell a story about that in the next podcast, which be in the same day today, which will be after this podcast. I'm trying to make cut down to these to at least like 5 to 15 minutes. So, but let's get started. You know, college football's on, so you know, while you're watching college football, I'm gonna tell you guys about my little special podcast. You know, all that kind of stuff. So let's today we're gonna talk about simulation football league today. So let's get this started. So, first, I love Simulation Football League for their, sorry, man, I've been having a hard time talking after I ate lunch. I want to tell you something that's straight up honest. Simulation Football League is a great league, and it's better than a lot of knockoff leagues that are based off of them. I've known people who have been looking for this Simulation Football League, and I will tell you something right off the middle, that I am a big fan of this league. Now, I'm also a big fan of the Relocation Football League and numerous of other leagues that are similar to the Simulation Football League's aspects of simulation and realistic stuff. So, you know, simulation is based off injuries and, you know, all that, etc., etc. So, let's, you know. And actually, a lot of the guys I talk to are great people. great people. And I want to tell you a little quick story about myself, about my behind the scenes. And, you know, now some of you who are in my channel, or my YouTube channel, or even some of you guys from the, you know, some of my fans from Parker Thomas Simulation FL, or Simulation Football League, that's what FL stands for. There have been some very interesting things about it. Like, for example, there has been a, I'll put it this way so you can put it as ways. I had to do promos to get the attention. So, and this is my little behind the scenes and my little behind the story look at my rookie career and my, now, we're just almost done with the year, and, you know, this is going to be very, very interesting, and, you know, there have just been 3 minutes in the middle, and I will tell you something that not a lot of people will tell you about myself, but people tell me, like, oh, your player gallery is going to be good, and, you know, all that. Now, some of you may be asking, what is a player gallery? And this is my little Q&A of what is a, what is it and all that, so you guys can, you know, explain to me what's going on. So with that in mind, so let's get to it. So there has been a lot of questions that people ask me, like, what's a player gallery and where can you find your stats and where can you find the overall stats, like your career stats and all that. Well, you actually have to go to their website, simulationfootball.com. Is like called hashtag loading legends, which I actually love that hashtag. Pretty good hashtag, by the way. If you'll find it, and it will show the hashtag loading legends on their link name, but it's like the first, if you just type Simulation Football League on Google, it'll pop up just like that. But here are my little thoughts on the lead and how well they have done it. It's phenomenal. It's awesome. It's a hard word to describe because I'm gonna be honest, this is a lead that not a lot of people have been talking about. I mean, there's been a video, like an hour-long podcast about the Simulation Football League from someone else. Go check it out, by the way. I only watched like the first 5 minutes of it, pretty good. I could be wrong about the podcast, but it's pretty good about them talking about how they feel about you know, the lead itself and, you know, what's great about it. And to me, but I'm going to do the podcast because, you know, I'm the one who's been a player and I'm a future Hall of Famer. So here I am. So here I am ready to talk about it. And I'm ready to talk about it to you fans and to you people who want to know about it. So I'm ready to go. And this is why I'm doing a little Q&A, you know, answering the player gallery right now. Now, the player gallery costs $3. I don't know. The only thing I know is that it's $3 for a player gallery. You have to pay it to their PayPal. And I cannot give it to you, give the PayPal address to you, because they will give it to you if you want to pay it that way. So they will tell you about it and they'll explain it to you. Now, because, you know, I'll be honest, I actually mostly did their, I did not use their bits thing, which, because I'll be honest to you, the bit system to me has been screwing me a lot with Twitch a lot, because I'm trying to get free bits a lot and they have screwed me a lot, but I would rather pay money than that. So I was like, you know what, I don't really give a care. So I was like, here you go, guys. Here's some money for my progression. So here you go. So, you know, and I got time for 2 podcasts in 1 day. So here you go. And, you know, got 3, you know, back-to-back days and 3 podcasts. This is something for you guys. So this is very, very special. It's very, very interesting to talk about what it feels like to be in this league. You know, a lot of people chat me on our Discord, very nice people, very respectful people, great community. Like I always say, it's a great community. It's, you know, it's better, it's fun, it's. I think it's better than the a lot of other leagues, and Relocation Football League and all that kind of stuff. And yes, Relocation Football League, I'm sorry for that, because there's been a lot of things that are, you know, in mind. But Relocation Football League is good as well, so here you go, guys, for your Relocation Football League fans who are listening. So, shout out to them. But yeah, and I will say that, I will say something that I'll be honest, and I will be ready to go to tell you what's, you know, what's going on and all that. So, and I'm ready to talk about what my thoughts are with, you know, lead systems and, you know, how many teams they have that. Well, they actually done a lot of things I've never seen a lot of games would do. So with that in mind, sorry about the audio. So, and but anyways, that's what I'm saying though. There, this. Anyways, sorry. We just have been having people, you know, on the outside of my room. But anyways, that's what I'm saying though. There is a lot of interesting stuff in the lead. I don't know why they're in my podcast now. I don't know why. I probably have to edit that out. But anyways, that's what I'm saying now. The lead itself is pretty fun. And to me, it's, so I have no studio, so this is my only thing I can do for podcasts, so I'm very apologize to that. But however, anyways, back to the original Q&A. But anyways, that's what I'm saying though. There are a lot of podcasts, you know, who talk about this. Not a lot. So today is one of those days where basically it's all about it. So I'm ready to talk. But one of my biggest things that what made the Simulation Football League so good is storylines, you know, newspapers. I'm actually in their beat writing team, so I'm going to try my best to get an article. But for now, I am mostly going to be writing an article about some things I want to spread around, you know, introducing myself and, you know, all that, et cetera, et cetera. So with that in mind, Well, I actually got into the first their broadcast, which, you know, to be honest, at home was great signals, you know, because even though I'm in a town/country area, and, you know, in Kentucky, Northern Kentucky area, or the greater Cincinnati, what do they call it in Kentucky, in the Kentucky geographic area. But it's still good because the Wi-Fi is better than, like, Florence, Kentucky, you know, aka Greater Cincinnati, you know, all that kind of stuff, so. But, yeah, it's already been 10 minutes, so I'm going to try my best to make this short and sweet. Like I said, the lead is good, but you have to pay money for progression. I think it's like $1 per week. Yeah, it's $1 per week, and some of you may be asking, okay, how do I start progression? And progression is $1 per week or $12 for a season. And now I would assume, because, you know, not from my experience, because I'm not going to do playoffs, and I would assume you have to pay money for your off-season progression as well, weekly, you know, all that. But I don't think it's going to happen because I'm already on a team. Now, there are tons of teams that I know. I cannot list them all. But I will tell you that if you want to know about me, I'm a cornerback for the Oklahoma City Renegades. So it's a very good lead. It's, you know, enjoyable. We are starting from scratch. Our team has been starting from scratch and to make it quick and sweet. We have been not doing so well. I mean, I'll be honest, we're not as good as we were supposed to be. But I'll be honest, we're almost the end of the year, the end of the season. And so I'm ready to go, ready to show the world that I can do. But like I said, I still taking care of diet. You know, the lead will tell, the higher people will tell you, like, hey, you need to take your diet, you know, eat fruits and veggies. Yeah. Matter of fact, that, and you guys didn't know, I, for any of you SFL higher-ups if you're listening, I actually ate like 3 strawberries and like a thing of grapes. So eat, at least ate 2 fruits for dinner or lunch yesterday. So I got some stuff on my system, so we're good. Still trying my best to get my diet in. Man, I really need to stop. While I'm in college, like, you know, need to start drinking water, but I'm still drinking water, so we're good. So it takes time for that diet to all that. But for you guys who want to be in this league, here's some of my big advice. 1, always have the diet and, you know, be healthy. Your player needs to be healthy included, especially in the league, you know. Get progression, you know, don't digress, and don't be like Matt Pierre from Mr. Hurricane, who had 5 fumbles for 5 straight weeks. That's, you know, especially for you halfbacks, that's frustrating. And some of you halfbacks have been really frustrating with that. So that's just my advice. Don't be like Matt Pierre, who in his NFL career, like, had 5 fumbles in 5 straight weeks, or 6 fumbles in 6 straight weeks. I don't know all about the Mr. Hurricane universe, but yeah, I'm a big fan of Mr. Hurricane's universe, so, but anyways, in conclusion of all this, I'd like to thank you guys for listening for this 13 minutes. Sorry for the background audio. Try my best for next time to prepare for the people getting their keys in. It's frustrating because I have to live in the dorm room where I have to do podcasts there, and I'm in, you know, I have a roommate, so trying my best to, you know, do better and, you know, take my care of it. So there's that. But the next thing I want to talk about, and I'm going to make this short and sweet, is the next audio recording will be about, and I haven't already announced this, but my next audio clip will be my first pay-per-view promo. For you guys who have not seen it, go check it out. It's on my Parker Thomas Simulation Football League channel. Check it out. And it's on YouTube called Parker Thomas Simulation FL. Check it out. It is phenomenally good. It's awesome. It's, you know, I'm going to make it short and sweet. It's good. And, you know, this is a little tease, you know, a little tease trailer of it. So I cannot say it all, but I will explain that in the next clip. So thank you guys so much for listening. I will talk to you all later.